Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. How are you today?
We are fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, let's start about, we're going to talk about the airport first, but I first want to talk about, it's an annual tradition for you at the airport, and this is happening tomorrow, correct? Where you're going to be out there saying hi to everybody?
That is exactly correct. I go out every year. Janet and I go out, and we welcome folks to the airport, thank them for flying from COS, and serve hot chocolate, and it's Santa Claus shows up, and a lot of kids are there, you know, flying out to see Grammy and Grampy and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Now, I noticed your schedule this year, it seems later than previous years to have to be out there, which I'm sure is good, Mayor.
You mean later in the day?
Yes, yeah, later exactly. In the day, yeah.
For a variety of reasons, I cannot make, as you know, there's a lot of flights that take off between 6:30 and 7:30, and I can't be out there tomorrow morning because of another conflict, so I'll be a little late later in the day.
Well, I'm sure everybody will love to say hi, and you'll be out there, of course, like you said, with Greg, the Director of Aviation. Yeah, that'll be fun. So let's talk about the airport. And like you said, thanking everybody for flying COS, and there have been some good numbers, and also another big announcement from the airport.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. We definitely had a good month in November. Traffic was up 14%. That was largely due to some of the seasonal flights of Frontier going over through the month of November this year, where they had ended in about November 1st last year. But traffic's good. We're still obviously working very hard to attract more commercial carriers. That's a big, big part of what we think our responsibility is. We feel very good about our the number of people in the seats, our loads, if you will. Very good percentage for a market our size, very high, and that's obviously a key to attracting more commercial flights, direct destinations to the airport. So my plea is to keep on flying from COS whenever you can.
And Mayor, I drove by that area recently. There is a lot of ground being turned in that area.
Yes, there is, I'd like to tell you more, but all I can tell you is that is something we call Project Rodeo. And I hope that within the next month or so, we'll be able to supply more details. But we're under a non-disclosure agreement at this point in time and are still referring to it as Project Rodeo.
Well, and Mayor, really quick, I was just referring to the flights being added to Phoenix by American. That was kind of a...
That's right.
Yeah.
That just happened last night, was the inaugural flight. So we now have two different airlines flying to Phoenix, both Frontier and American. What we like is Phoenix has become somewhat of a major hub.
Right.
And so, you know, you can get to here from here to Chicago, to Dallas, to Phoenix, and get yourself on a international flight pretty quickly.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Mayor, and you have time to stick around for another break?
You bet.
Okay, perfect. We'll have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers next on KRDO's Morning News.
Let's go back to Mayor John Southers. He's on the line. Mayor, there was a story in the Gazette yesterday about Springs sales taxes being nearly flat. What's going on with that?
Well, it's hard to tell. I think we need several more months before we'll know for sure whether the economy is slowing down or not. We're still 3.5% above last year in sales tax and 3% above last year in sales and use tax combined, and keep in mind last year was very elevated levels. We've had a couple of months this year where we've been significantly up over last year and a couple of months where we've been just a small negative amount from last year and then some pretty close. So I think we're going to have to wait and see. What makes me think it may not be a long-term situation is building materials were the issue this this last month, and boy, when I think about building materials coming up, all the projects that are coming out of the ground, I think that's going to be very, very healthy. I mean, think about, you mentioned the airport, we're talking about City for Champions,
right.
Downtown Stadium Arena, a couple of hotels downtown, other construction all over town. The unemployment rate, of course, remains under 3%. That's fantastic. We created 7,000 new jobs the last year. Those are pretty heady levels historically in Colorado Springs. You know, we had a 4.3% increase in wages in the last year. That's much higher than it's been in previous years. So I think there's no indication that, you know, we're looking at a serious slowdown, but whether we're looking at things stabilizing is a big question mark, and we'll see over the next couple of months.
And, Mayor, was there any place in particular that there were kind of noticing like a slowdown? Like you said, construction, the building materials, but was there a particular area in this article where they were like, oh, my gosh, you know, like was it, you know?
Well, construction materials was the biggie. And as I say, that can just be that can be a one-month anomaly. It really
Correct.
Can
yeah.
be. So I'm pretty optimistic.
Okay.
There was a report by four economists in the Gazette last week, and all of them are looking for slower growth in 2020 than the last couple of years, but still growth. And as I say, we're at pretty elevated levels. So all in all, I think we're in pretty good shape.
That's awesome.
Mayor, give us an update on road repair in the Colorado Springs area.
Well, we finished off the fourth year of 2C, 2C1, I like to call it now. So we're at, you know, over 850 miles. After next year, we'll be well over 1,000. The voters just approved 2C2. So over the next 5 years, we'll be doing probably another 850 to 900 miles. The reason why it's a little less is because 50% of the roads will be residential, which, interestingly enough, are a little more difficult and more expensive because you don't have the large straightaways that you do with major arterials.
Oh.
Really, you know, really good news in the local area. I think I've shared with you folks before, what keeps me up at night is state investment in transportation infrastructure. I just think it's not what it needs to be. I'm spending a lot of time talking to legislators about it. I've talked to the governor about it. And I'm just hoping that the legislature will be more focused this year on coming up with some more funds out of the existing budget and also examining maybe doing some bonding. Because I do think if the state does what local governments do and go to the voters and say, you know, if you allow us to do this, this is exactly what we'll spend it on. These are the projects we'll spend it on. I think we'll have a lot more luck than they've had in the past.
Yeah, there were some statewide issues that went down to defeat.
Exactly, but as I say, they tend not to be very specific about what that they're going to use them for.
Right.
And if there's anything we've learned on the local level, voters want to know exactly where their tax dollars are going to go and what kind of projects are going to be completed. And I think the state needs to take heed from that and get a lot more specific in where they're going to spend money.
All right, Mayor, appreciate the time. Say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, and talk to you again soon.
Yeah, by the way, who won the bell ringing match?
Oh, the Red Cal Rumble.
Yeah,
radio
did by just radio, a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah.
We pulled it up.
You know, it's I think people are more attracted by faces made for radio. What do you think?
Yeah,
it could be.
And you're talking to them right now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Hey, thanks. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas, Mayor Southers.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
7:52 on KRDO's Morning News.